This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
This was supposed to be the week when tens of thousands of people descended on Milwaukee for the Democratic National Convention. But the city's hopes of a monumental summer were dashed by the coronavirus. Major sporting events and festivals have also been canceled. And as Corrine Hess reports, the city's momentum has been stalled.
2020 didn't turn out like anyone expected, but for the city of Milwaukee, the list of disappointments is long. It's not just the DNC. Major sporting events have been moved or delayed. Staples, like Summerfest, were canceled. And at the Wisconsin State Fairgrounds, people have been reduced to waiting hours in line for takeout fried food and cream puffs.
There's the first order, and I'll be second.
Bob and Carrie Gundrum are there. They attended the fair every year.
We were looking around here wondering, with the weather it's been, it would have been an amazing attendance down here. We love coming every year. It's one of the highlights of our summer. It's just awful that this place is empty right now.
It's hard to overstate just how devastating this summer has been for Milwaukee, especially with the loss of a full-scale Democratic National Convention. 50,000 people were expected to visit Milwaukee, including 15,000 media from around the world. The event was also expected to generate $200 million. Now it will be almost entirely virtual. National speakers won't travel here. Vice President Joe Biden is accepting the party's nomination in Delaware. Local politicians, like Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, will speak in person, but to an empty arena. For Barrett, who has been mayor since 2004, the changes were disappointing, both personally and professionally.
Because I wanted to show off our city. I wanted the world to know Milwaukee's story. I wanted local businesses to enjoy an economic boost, and obviously those opportunities are not going to occur.
This was supposed to be a showcase summer for the Fiserv Forum that opened 2 years ago, for all the new restaurants that have opened downtown, for the city's growing skyline, and now the arena is mostly deserted. The Milwaukee Bucks were favorites to win their first national championship since 1971. They could have been hosting the NBA Finals this summer. Instead, they're playing a delayed season in Orlando. Next month, Kohler, just north of Milwaukee, would have hosted the Ryder Cup, drawing national golf enthusiasts. It got postponed until next year. Alex Lazary is a senior vice president of the Milwaukee Bucks and was instrumental in helping Milwaukee land the DNC. He says the Democrats made the right call not to come to Milwaukee, but the outcome isn't good for the city.
The reason this was such a big opportunity is because, you know, these type of summers and years don't come around very often. Bucks, deep playoff run, convention, state fair, Summerfest, Ryder Cup, having all of that coming within a 3 or 4 month span.
Lazary grew up in New York. He moved to Milwaukee having never been to the city after his father Mark purchased the Bucks in 2014. He says he wants people to know Milwaukee can compete with cities like Houston, Miami, Austin, Denver, and Chicago.
By winning the bid, that's what we were able to show. And I hope that it continues to allow us to be ambitious as a city.
What's left of the DNC will now take place at the Wisconsin Center, a downtown convention center that's much smaller than the Fiserv Forum. Marty Brooks heads the center. He says he hopes the city's leaders aren't soured on going after national events in the future.
We've handled this as best as any city could have in regards to all the changes that have been thrown at us in the past couple of months. I have lived in places where the cities had this, oh, poor us mentality, and that becomes very destructive.
Residents are doing the best they can. At State Fair Park, cars are lined up around the Milwaukee Mile Speedway with people waiting for takeout fair food. People hope that next summer is better, but this summer has left a mark. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.